Hi, this is Kai Rizdahl. Used to be that if you had an idea, something you wanted to make or a project you wanted to get done, you had to go see people with money, venture capitalists or angel investors. Now, you just go online. Today, for the latest installment of our series, Conversations from the Corner Office, we go to a converted three-story walk-up down on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, the offices of Kickstarter, the new thing in crowdsourced funding. You pitch your idea, they put it on their website, and if all goes well, the internet chips in to get you the money you need. Sounds kind of simple, so the first thing I asked co-founder Yancey Strickler was, even though they're still in that startup mindset, working real hard, is what Kickstarter does every day hard work?
It doesn't feel like work very often, and there are 37 people who work at Kickstarter right now. It's a great environment. It really does not feel like work very often.
As you grow, how confident are you that you can maintain that feeling you have here now of being 37 people in a place in Lower Manhattan doing this thing that you're all really passionate about?
It's definitely going to be a challenge. You know, we're not interested in having a really huge team. We'd like to stay as small as we can. If a project is successfully funded, we charge 5% of what they raise as our fee. And based on that, we're able to have 37 employees. We're able to grow. People have health insurance. You know, our offices are pretty nice.
You smile, but that's no small thing, right?
It is no small thing. You know, there's no advertising on Kickstarter. There's no corporate matching of projects. There are none of those kinds of things. And certainly there are many opportunities to do things like that. But to us, they are obviously wrong because they don't fit with what our notion of what Kickstarter is.
You started with an emphasis on filmmakers and artists and projects along those lines. You now have entrepreneurs and people with actual business propositions and products. I mean, the most well-known one probably recently is this Pebble Smart Watch. It's got $6 million worth of Kickstarter funding. It syncs with your phone and does all this kind of stuff. Are you guys now venturing into the world of venture capital? Is that what's happening?
No, not at all. I mean, the line between a project and a business can be a fuzzy one. So a good example would be the product design kind of things. Mm-hmm. When those were first coming to us, and the real first one of those is a project called the Glyph, which is a tripod for an iPhone 4. Mm-hmm. And our concerns were just this doesn't exactly feel like Kickstarter. It's making, you know, an iPhone accessory. Does that really feel right? But as we thought about it more and more, you know, I think the notion hit us that creativity can be applied in a number of different ways. And so if you look around the site, you'll see a huge variety of things that cover, you know, almost anything imaginable. But there's some kernel, there's some desire to create, to make that is constant in all of them.
Do you remember the first project Kickstarter ever got?
Yeah, the first project ever was launched by Perry, actually.
One of the co-founders,
our CEO. I actually can't say the name of it on the air. It was a t-shirt that on it had a stencil that said, Grace Jones does not give a f-. We can bleep that out, I guess. The project was unsuccessful, but in truth...
Oh, it didn't fund, really?
It didn't fund, but the first one to actually be funded was called Drawing for Dollars, and it was 6 days into Kickstarter successful, and it raised $35 from three people.
Do you remember the first $1 million project?
The first $1 million project was just about 10 weeks ago by a guy named Casey from Seattle, and it's an iPhone dock.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I saw this one.
Yeah. So it raised $1 million.
Yeah.
He was trying to raise $75,000. He ended up raising about $1.5 million. But the really crazy thing was the day his project crossed $1 million, another project did it 4 hours later, and that project had launched the day before.
Dude, really? Critical mass, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was a really, really crazy day.
I imagine you have already been approached by larger companies, by investors, by people who want a piece of you. Obviously, you've said no, but will there come a point when you say, yeah, now's the time for us to get out of this?
No, there's no interest in that whatsoever.
Thoughts of an IPO, of taking it public?
No, it's not like that. I mean, we're not thinking about those kinds of things.
We are, what, a mile or something from Wall Street, plus or minus? From the cutthroat, rip your eyeballs out heart of American capitalism. How do you guys fit into that equation? Because you wouldn't think of it as being connected, but you are.
You know, I think that there's something to having a diversity of funding options in the world. The past 100 years have been one that have been dominated by, you know, corporations and investment. But the truth is that that investment model leaves a lot of things out. One of the notions behind Kickstarter is that if you change the question behind funding from will this make money to just do I want this to happen, a lot more things become possible. There's a lot about Kickstarter that is very similar to patronage, and it is a model that's a meshing of patronage and commerce. You know, old forms of patronage were about, the elite being able to just incentivize people to create the art that they wanted. And now you have anyone can be a patron of the arts, anyone in the world.
Yancey Strickler, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for having me.